repeat what we repeated a while ago about his coat?
Yes, his coat fitted me.
And I have
a new suit.
And if my pockets are full of things, you say that the pockets...
The pockets bulge.
And if my collar is too small for me after I wash it, you say the collar...
The collar has shrunk.
Or it just... the collar shrank?
Yes, the collar shrank.
And the... small bag for keeping coins is called what?
You mean the gunny sack?
Oh, for coins.
Oh,
money.
Coins.
Yes.
A purse.
And the ornament that you wear around your wrist is?
It's called a bracelet.
And if I don't have it on now and I put it on, I say I
have put the bracelet on.
Or I'm doing it now, I put it on.
I am putting the bracelet on.
Or simply, I put it on.
I put it on.
And if I have something to keep the rain off of me outside and it's very old, you say I have an
old umbrella.
The piece of cloth that you use to cover the bed with is called?
The piece of cloth we cover the bed is called a spread or a coverlet.
Or you can say bedspread too.
The bedspread or counterpane.
And the thick washable cloth material that you have to keep you warm is called?
Those are called blankets.
Or if you make them at a sort of party or by yourself or
a friend. We call that a quilt.
And it has other names such as?
If it's made filled with soft cotton and tied, it's called a comfort or comforter.
Mm-hmm. Or you heard puff?
No.
A bed on the floor is?
The bed on the floor is called a pallet.
And the low-lying grassland is called what?
Pardon?
Low-lying grassland is called what?
Meadow.
If it's particularly got a lot of water on it, is there a special name for it?
Swamp. Mm-hmm. Or marsh.
Mm-hmm. Or
a bio.
You ever heard it called a bog?
Yes.
Is there any difference between that and, say, a marsh?
I don't know that there is.
Any around here, a bog?
No.
Would you just repeat the word bog?
No, there are no bogs around here.
Along the sea, there may be